Cheese lover or not, you're probably familiar with a few of these names.
Gruyere, Brie, Parmesan, Havarti.
Feta, Asiago, Gorgonzola, and Fontina.
Shauna Morris says the EU doesn't want cheesemakers in any other parts of the world using names that originated in Europe. Otherwise, it claims they are not authentic. Morris helps oversee trade policy for the U.S. Dairy Export Council. She says the EU began imposing restrictions on cheese branding in the mid-1990s, and she says American companies aren't the only ones impacted.
A company in Europe that had been selling significant amounts of Parmesan prior to the Europeans declaring that only Italians could use that name going forward saw their sales significantly dwindle and eventually virtually lost the entire market.
Now, Morris says, the EU is exporting its branding rules and a few countries are honoring them.
In Central America, the Costa Ricans have recently declared that the U.S. can no longer sell Parmesan or provolone to that country.
She'll speak in Madison today about this very subject. One group paying close attention is the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Spokesman Patrick Gagan says the dairy industry here has billions of dollars at stake.
The United States dairy industry has invested over the last 120 years in generic cheese names. We have educated consumers, and we have built demand. And now the Europeans see the success that we've had, and they want a piece of it.
Gagan says if the U.S. agrees to the EU restrictions, cheesemakers here will have to invest a lot of money into renaming and rebranding products with European ties.
If we cannot call Gruyere Gruyere, we'll have to call it an Alpine-style cheese. And no one will know what that is. So that will require us to make a huge investment in education.
Gagan insists that while cheese names may have originated in Europe, people there don't own them. Courts could decide differently. The company Chobani recently lost a round. It sells what it calls Greek yogurt. But a court recently ruled that Chobani can no longer sell the product under that name in the UK if the yogurt is made in the United States and not in Greece. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.